So as we mentioned, it's a conflict between the freedom of information, the free speech rights, and the right of medical or privilege of the medical confidentiality. The argument before the Supreme Court today is in which a healthcare information company, IMS Health, will argue for allowing healthcare companies to access information collected by data brokers like IMS Health about the types and amounts of drugs being prescribed by doctors. Having access to the data is a powerful tool for drug companies, they say, trying to make big sales based on the prescribing patterns. There's also the interest on the part of journalists to see what drugs are being prescribed. But Vermont, along with New Hampshire, has passed a confidentiality law banning access to this data, and that's what's being challenged in court. Joining us this morning is Adam Liptak, Supreme Court correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Adam, quickly, what is the issue here, and who are lining up to challenge this law?
So the issue is, and it sounds really scary when you talk about medical privacy, but it's not about patient privacy. It's about information about what drugs doctors prescribe, and based on that information, whether drug companies, which like to market to doctors in a very targeted way, say you're prescribing a lot of a generic, I want to come visit you and tell you why my brand name drug is superior. And what these states are trying to do is restrict that kind of marketing effort. So pharmacies would like to sell information about these prescribing patterns, not involving patients, only doctors, to pharmaceutical companies. And the states say they can restrict that kind of sale of information. The marketing companies say, listen, this is truthful information in private hands, and the government shouldn't stop what they want to do with it.
Is this in part an issue of the drug companies wanting to live in that gray area of off-label prescribing? If they have this information, they can market drugs for uses that aren't strictly approved by the FDA?
I suppose that could be an argument one side would make, but that's not a big theme in the case. The theme in the case is really whether this kind of marketing drives up prices, kind of harasses doctors, and is just the sort of thing we don't want to see a lot of. On the other side of the argument, doctors don't have to pay attention to salesmen who come visit, and some doctors might well welcome knowing what the latest developments in drugs are.
Indeed. Adam Liptak, Supreme Court correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Joining us with a definite stake in the matter is William Sorrell, Vermont State Attorney General. Sir, are you going to be in court today?
Oh, I'll definitely be there this morning.
And what argument are you making?
We're going to say that this is not, first of all, a First Amendment case, that it's an access to information case. And it's information that is only created because this is a heavily regulated environment in which when the doctor writes a prescription, gives it to the patient to bring to a pharmacy, the pharmacy must keep records of that transaction. And what we say is that the two parties to that transaction, ultimately the pharmacy on the one hand, the doctor, the prescriber on the other, that both should be able to have a say as to whether this information is made available for commercial marketing purposes. And it's the doctors who came to us and said, we want to have the ability to say no, that you can't sell information about the specific drugs that I prescribe. But again, that is just for marketing purposes, for research, to see the efficacy of drugs, for law enforcement purposes. There's no restriction on access to that information.
All right. So you alluded a little bit to the issues of why this data would be collected at all. All right. If commercial interests can't have access to the data, who should have access to this data? William Sorrell, Vermont State Attorney General?
Well, state medical practice boards to look at how doctors are performing their duties. Two, researchers to look at how diseases are being treated, to look at the efficacy or effectiveness of drugs. Obviously, if there's illegality, doctors overprescribing pain meds and such, when the indications aren't sufficient, to give that prescription, then law enforcement can take a look at it.
But what about journalists? What about journalists?
For marketing purposes.
What about journalists? Should they have access?
If they're not doing it for marketing, if they're just looking at, without specific identifiers as to the drugs that are being prescribed, then yes, journalists can have access to that. There's no restriction on that. This is for marketing purposes only,
okay,
that there's the restriction.
We're talking to Vermont's State Attorney General William Sorrell. Before we go, is this just about Vermont, or does this have national implications?
Oh, this very much has national implications. Maine and New Hampshire have similar laws. But also, this is a question about the evolving First Amendment in this digital age, and other federal laws and state laws could be implicated. That's why very many consumer protection groups are in this our side of the case here. For example, federal law gives individuals the right to restrict their banks, financial services companies, and insurers from selling their personal financial information. And if there's an absolute constitutional right to companies for commercial marketing purposes to access that kind of information, then the federal law in this arena that certainly protects consumer privacy could be struck down.
All right. Well, he's all ready to argue his case before the U.S. Supreme Court down in Washington, D.C., the State Attorney General for Vermont, William Sorrell. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Talking about the challenge for a confidentiality law in Vermont, which has national implications. Later on this hour, we're going to talk about acts of heroism among the men and women.